Sluddy Pod saam met Ruben Delmarsh.
Dames en here, ladies and gentlemen, it is such a huge privilege and an honor for me to welcome the executive mayor of the city of Tshwane, Mr. Solly Mzimanga. Yeah, listen, it's really an honor for me to welcome you here. Welcome, Mr.
Thank you very much, and good evening to the listeners as well.
Yeah, how do I say? Is it Mr. Solly? I hope I'm saying it right.
Solly is good enough.
Are you sure?
Solly is good enough.
My goodness, well, it sounds like we're going to be friends now for now. Solly, it's great to have you with us, and we're going to be chatting away with regarding the 2017-2018 IDP and how the budget will affect us. But before we get there, I mean, it's almost going on a year now that you've been selected as mayor. How's it been till this far?
Sure, it's been a roller coaster. I'm sure you would have seen the reports that are coming out, the finalization of the Auditor General's report as well, talking about Tshwane being number one when it comes to unauthorized expenditure in the previous year. And I've been saying, you know, we've inherited a municipality without money. So it's been very difficult trying to manage expectations of people saying we want services, we want this, we want that. But, you know, trying to manage that when you don't have money, it's one of the most difficult things to do. But it's been a very, very interesting but an exciting roller coaster, because we're getting to fix what is broken. So we're looking forward to the challenge in the coming years. I'm very excited that now from July, at least for the first time, I will have a budget that is our own budget.
Exactly. I was about to ask that, because, I mean, you've still got that last bit that's running out before it starts with your own new budget, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, and that is basically what this is all about, I would suppose, the integrated development plan. That's probably part of it. What exactly is that? Let's just get to the bottom of this. Give us a little bit of a breakdown of what the IDP is exactly.
All right. The IDP is the Integrated Development Plan. What it is that you have a set of wishes by communities. So you go to communities, you have a number of meetings per ward, and people, and even other stakeholders, like you would have businesses, you would have NGOs. So you have a number of entities that, you know, will submit to the to you what it is that they want to see happening in their particular areas. Now, what we do then is, because there's so many that will come through, we then take those and we consolidate them and we make them what we call an integrated development plan. So, and then you start prioritizing them. So you would say then, in the next coming financial year, as an example, I'm going to prioritize this. In the next 2 years, I'm going to prioritize this. In the next 5 years, I'm going to prioritize this. In the long term, so you have your short, medium, and long term goals that are all put in together. Yeah. And that becomes your IDP. And then you then have to start finding a way of funding those and making them a reality. For instance, you might be staying in an area that is in need of a park, a recreational park.
Yes.
So that will be something that you will submit. Mine will then be to say, what kind of park are we going to be putting in that place?
Yeah.
How long will it take? How much is it going to cost? So that's when I come in with the budget to say, in this financial year, I will be able to provide your area with a park. How much is it going to cost? How long is it going to take for me to be able to deliver that park? And what kind of other facilities will be linking to that park? And what other resources will be needed to make sure that park is functional?
Yeah.
So all those things get put into place.
And also maintaining some of the existing parks and so on, yeah?
Yeah. You see, you have a number of things. One is you have the IDP, which talks about, again, the wish list and the plans that you would have for a particular area.
Right.
And then you have, every year you have what we call an operational budget. Your operational budget, in real sense, and this is something that we are now doing that has never been done, that was never done before, is that we're putting money aside for proper maintenance of our infrastructure.
Okay.
So now from July, we've put something like 1.3 billion rand.
What?
Just for maintenance. Oh, you can say you can think it's a lot of money, but it's actually not. Because the backlog that we're sitting with in the city of Tshwane, it's way over 20 billion rand.
True.
So, you know, we're just putting a drop in the ocean. But, you know, looking at the financial constraints of where we are and, you know, everything that we now need to deal with, we said, let's start somewhere. There was never really any amount that has been put before towards maintenance of existing infrastructure. So we're starting and we're saying we're putting 1.3 billion and we will build from there going forward.
Yeah. Why is it important for cities to develop an IDP strategy?
Well, the thing is, we don't govern ourselves. We are governed by the people that elected us into positions.
Mm.
And therefore, it's important to get that mandate from them, to get the wishes from them. And for you to be able to put it together and say, how do I deliver on the wishes of the people? How do I deliver on things that you saying you want? So, you know, it's no point in me putting a statue in your ward while you need a clinic, as an example.
Of course,
so
yeah.
We need to make sure that we get what the people are asking of us. And I must say, and I must emphasize that it's not always possible to give everybody everything that they're asking for. So you might find somebody saying, we want a roller skating ground
for a
park. But then you might find somebody who is saying, look, we have kids that have been knocked by cars here. You can build a park, a normal park for us, or you can build a clinic that is more important for us to have right now.
Yeah.
So you need to also make sure that you prioritize and you try to address what is needed by the majority of the people in a particular area. So normally when we do our rounds, we would normally try to consolidate as many of the wishes and see which ones are similar, and you would then decide to go with those and then use a mechanism in which you prioritize and what you're going to deliver in particular areas.
Yeah. I'm curious about the process that was followed towards the development and putting together the 2017 to 21 IDP. Tell us a little bit more about the process towards that.
Okay, the process is that you would call for, you would advertise. And in radio, TV, on newspapers, on street polls, on flyers. So you would call for people's attention to say you have a public meeting where you are going to be discussing the IDP, right?
Okay.
And then people will come around and you lay the structure in terms of where we are in the particular area, what are the basic needs. And then you then open up for people to then, you know, have their say.
Mm.
And then after that, people will have their say. Then you consolidate. You would go away. Obviously, we have people who sit in dark rooms, you know, in front of computers and, you know, put everything together. And then we will then be able to put, you know, the wish list of a particular community. So you would have your short term, you have your midterm, and you have your long term.
Mm.
So for instance, there might be a community, as I said earlier on, there might be a community that says we are in need of a hall, a community hall,
yes,
as an example.
Yeah.
Obviously, that cannot then be a short term. That will be a medium to long term.
Right.
So, but if you are then saying there's a serious need in this community, how do you then begin to budget for it? How do you begin to build it up? That's when the budget process now kicks in. So you would then say, I've consolidated all the wishes of the people, and this is what I've now put as priorities. You go back and say, in this particular area, this is how much we're putting. In this particular area, this is much how we're putting. And you break it per department.
Mm-hmm.
And after that, you will then, after having passed the budget as well, start then allocation of towards those departments, towards those projects, and then you go then towards the tendering process.
Right.
You go towards then the implementation of those things that people had asked for.
Mm. Ons gaan nog lekker saam gesels, bly net waar. 90.5. Maar nou hier, ons beweeg nader aan die nommer 1 plek toe op die top 100, so saamgestel deur jou, en ek dink ons moet nommer 3 vat. Ek dink dis nou tyd vir nommer 3. Dit raak nou baie naby aan daai beloofde nommer 1 plek. So kom ons gaan aan en kom ons laat loop. Hierdie was nommer 3 so saamgestel deur jou. Hy behoort aan.
Rarig. Dis een van my favorites.
Yeah, sorry you like this. Hey, what a tune, eh?
Love it, love it.
Journey, don't stop believing. Kom ons slaat die pad.
Slaat die pad. Saam met Ruben Delmarsh.
Journey.
Ruben.
Hey. Look at that, do it again. As jy gewonder het, dis die burgemeester wat so lekker sing. Solly en Simanga, saam in die atelier.
We can't stop believing, can we?
Ah, praise. Amen, brother. It's so good to have you here. Thank you so much for taking the time to chat to us, Solly. It's really good to have you. You must come visit us. Do you like the coffee at least?
I was about to compliment you on the coffee. You know, it's not every time that I go to a radio interview that I get offered good coffee.
Well, there you go. There you go. So please come and visit us more.
I have another reason to come and visit you.
27 minutes in our session. I think let's do one or two questions. I see there's a few voices that's just come in.
Yeah.
Let's just listen to this one.
Hello, Mr. Solly. Do you know at this stage there's running raw sewage from the Rooiwal sewage plant right into the Arpies River without being handled. And I think you know about it, what have been done and what's going to be done about it. Greetings, Henry van der Walt.
Hi, Henry. Thank you very much for that. Henry, you would know that we have already in the process of appointing a new service provider. Now, Rooiwal is one of the oldest reticulation plants that we have in Tshwane. Now, what we are doing right now in Pretoria is that we are trying to now also upgrade some of our old infrastructure. Now, what has happened in Rooiwal in the last week is that the conveyor belts that's moving sludge, have actually broken down. And we're in the process of fixing them, but not only fixing them. We're in the process of awarding a 2 billion rand contract that will see the upgrading of Rooiwal once and for all. That, you know, in the next 30, 40, 50 years, it will still carry the capacity. Because right now, the infrastructure that is there is not able to cope with the capacity or the number of people that we seem to be attracting into the city. So ours is now to make sure that not only do we fix what is there, but we also build for the future. And that's what we're trying to do now.
Fantastic. Thank you. Let's just take one more and then we need to take a break again.
Hi, good evening, Minister. I just want to say Minister. Thank you for the new Arieng bus system that the government has put in place, especially the card system. I think everyone that's been traveling by public transport is in unison about this. It's so much better than the old coupon system and the old month ticket that was so ragged by the end of the month that no one could see if there's rides left anymore. So with this new card system, it's much, much better. That's terrific. Thanks so much.
Well, there you have it.
Yeah. Look, I mean, there was a number of reasons why we introduced that. One was that there was a lot of corruption that was taking place in the bus, service.
Oh.
So people used to use, people used to create counterfeit coupons. So you'd find that the coupons that you, will be submitted, at the depot at the end of the day will be either less or will be counterfeit. So somebody will be coining it. So what we've tried to do is to remove the human element in that. So we now introduce a system where you are able to go into a bank or into one of the kiosk or even at a shop, right, where you can actually load, your card. It's a safety measure, but it also makes sure that, we remove the human interaction as much as we possibly can in that. And that's one of the innovative ways which we're trying to make life a little bit easier going forward. The exciting thing is it's not just going to work only on the buses in the future. We're finalizing our talks now with Gautrain. In the future, you will be able to use it on the Gautrain. And those that will also be using taxis will still be able to use it on a taxi. You'll be able to use it on a bus. You'll be able to use it on our Uber system, the Uber system that is there. So we're trying to make sure that it becomes a very, very integrated a bus ticket that you are able to then use all over. Even if you're working in Pretoria, or you're living in Pretoria and working in Johannesburg, we're working towards ensuring that you will also be able to use it on the Arieng when you get that side.
Look at that. And we're loving the innovations. Thank you. Thank you so much for that. 90.5. Ons by my in die ateljee om vanaand so 'n bietjie te gesels oor self spesifiek oor die IDP en hoe die begroting ons gaan affekteer, maar ons gaan bietjie later sal ons dit weer gou saamvat. Ons moet nog daarby uitkom. So ek is vreeslik jammer, ek sien ons geweldig baie vrae wat inkom. Ek het ongelukkig nie tyd om by almal uit te kom nie. But I would love to invite Solly back again to come and chat to us and then we can open up the conversation again hopefully at some point. I know you're very busy, so I really appreciate your time. Thank you so much. Let's take one or two more voice notes there, Solly, this year.
Goeienaand julle. Ek wil net graag weer by ons burgemeester. Ons het laas jaar Oktober al vir die POP heraansoeke gedoen. En dit, hulle het gesê het gaan 3 maande vat. En dit is nou al 8 maande en ons het nog niks gehoor nie. En intussen tyd loop ons met water en kragrekeninge van oor die R2000 vir sanitasie en al soeke goed. Wanneer kan dit die PLP's reggestel word? Dankie Lorraine, Elandspoort.
Dankie Lorraine, Solly.
Dankie Lorraine. I think one of the things that we need to establish is when did Lorraine register? Where did she register? And then what was, did she get a letter whether she qualifies or not? Because what we're trying to do right now is to clean up the system, because we found that there were people who were actually buying space onto the POP, on the, or what we call the indigent database. Mm. So you had people who didn't even qualify, who were working, sometimes even working for the municipality, who were registered to be the indigent. And it's unfair that there are people that are genuinely without, that deserve to be on that. Mm. And I know that the area that you know, Lorraine is coming from has some people that do qualify, but I don't know why was she not included onto that.
Okay.
I would suggest that she get in touch with our officers. I will give my number later on. She can get in touch with our officers, that we might be able to see what happened to the process and whether we'll be able to assist her or not.
Excellent. Thank you so much. Let's take one more.
I need to know, when is Bowing Street in Elardis Park going to the Route 21 going to be upgraded? There is lots of potholes. It's a single road and it's carrying lots of traffic. This is Elna speaking. Thank you.
Elna, thank you very much. We are in a process, as you would know. That was part of the IDP for that particular ward there in Orlando's Park. We need to now make sure that we are appoint a contractor to come and fix that. As I said earlier on, there's a big backlog that we need to address.
Mm.
But those are some of the priority areas that will be receiving attention, as will other areas as well. I know Boeing has been a big challenge for a number of years because of the trucks that drive through there, you know, and we've been trying to reroute that. And then also some of the old infrastructure around the area as well, including some of the cables that are connecting the traffic lights. I know that there's been complaints about the traffic lights around that area in Delmas,
yeah.
And then breaking all the time, not working every time where there's rain or whatever the case may be. So we're in a process of upgrading those, but we're asking that people be patient with us.
Okay.
As we are now getting into new financial year, we are addressing some of these challenges, and we're not going to be able, and I must be very honest, I'm not going to come here and lie to you and promise you heaven and earth. It's going to take a bit of time for us to fix everything that needs to be fixed, because it took so long, you know, to let things to get to a stage,
yeah,
where they are. Mm. So now we now need to make sure that we cover as many things as we possibly can with every rent that we possibly are able to get our hands on.
We almost need to go back to the traffic. Just a question from my side. I would like to know, the city of Tshwane, what are they doing to attract major sports to the city, and specifically like stadium support, like Super Sport Park faces and so on, and tournaments, you know, like the Ikazi Cup and so on.
Look, I mean, I'm in touch with the Titans all the time. In actual sense, today we were talking to the SAFA in Swan to see how we're able to work together.
Okay.
We've got some of the most amazing sporting facilities,
isn't
here.
It? Eh?
And we've got some of the biggest teams. Well, minus the Blue Bulls now.
Nah!
Performing
come on.
They remain my team. They remain my team.
I mean, they're
spoiling, you know, our flow here.
Yeah,
I mean, we have Mamelodi Sundowns that is doing very well.
Yeah.
That has, you know, won the African the African champions.
Yes.
You know, we have Super Sports, we have the Titans, we have the high performance sporting facility here. We've actually now just also stopped the previous administration's plan to actually demolish the Caledonian Stadium, which now we're going to renovate and make sure that it's able to be used for sports, especially for, you know, the kids that are coming from Acadia, the central of the CBD, Sunnyside, and the surrounding areas. The schools there that are using the facility as well. There's the oldest soccer the club in Pretoria, which is the Shepherds, that are using that facility. So we want to make sure that not only do we retain it, but we also able to give it to the community so that people can stop using your parks as a place of training and playing soccer and all of that. They can go to a real facility that will offer them that opportunity.
Yeah.
But we are also now partnering we'll partner with Mamelodi Sundowns, we're partnering with the Titans, we'll be partnering with Super Sport, we'll be partnering with Blue Bulls as well, as we were going to communities, into schools, to say, how do we reintroduce sports as an alternative way of living to what we are now seeing as a big challenge of drugs. I mean, you go to any community right now, the youngsters are now, you know, overtaken by a life of drugs. And we're saying,
crazy, eh?
We need to reintroduce an alternative lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
I'm one of those people that are that are at the forefront of advocating for sports. I mean, on the 16th of June, we did a 30-kilometer run on bicycles in Mamelodi. Around Mamelodi, we had over 1,000.
Yeah, I want to get to that.
Yeah, we had over 1,000 cyclists. So I'm very passionate about sports and what sports can do for young people as an alternative lifestyle.
Slutty Pod Summit, Ruben Delmarsh.
I know, Dahi, you're 6:24. Sorry, just for interest's sake, what is your top song of all time? If you had to think of your one song that you'll never forget, that you love the most, what song would that be?
You know, you can play me Bryan Adams.
Yeah,
and you can play me the Sum of 69.
You've got to be kidding me.
That song,
you've got to be kidding me. Are you serious now?
I just got a bit of flu. I would have sang with the whole song.
But you know what? I'm going to tell you something now. That on the top 100, at place number 2, the song that I'm supposed to play now.
You're kidding me.
I promise you. Sum of 69.
What
summer,
is the chance?
You could have won the lotto.
I know. I got my first real
six-string. 90.5. That was Sum of 69 by Bryan Adams. I hope you enjoyed that very, very much as we enjoyed it in the studio.
Yay!
You're still listening to Groot FM.
Oh, look at that. Not every day you get the executive mayor to back announce a song on radio, ladies and gentlemen. Look at that. Oh, man, I'm having so much fun chatting to you, Solly. Yeah, I wish I had 3 hours, 4 or 5 hours of your time.
We'll do a full program someday together.
Please do. Please do. I would love to have you. It'll be great to do that. Okay, so 18:46, your Groot FM 90.5. Top 1, 2. And I'm telling you now, if you enjoyed Sum of 69, Solly, you're going to love number 1. That's also a next level song, but we'll get to that just now. We need to get back to the IDP chat quickly. Just tell us a little bit about the typical challenges that Tshwane is faced with currently.
Sure.
Give us a little bit about that.
Let me tell you what the challenge that we faced with. So one of the things that we came to inherit, and I'm trying to get people to understand what we inherited so that people understand that when things are not happening in the speed that they want them to happen, it's not that there's no will, but you know, we are met with blockages. One of the things when we came in, the entire fleet of Tshwane was sold, and we are now renting vehicles.
Yeah.
So you sold your vehicles, you're renting vehicles at a cost of 23 million plus every month. In addition to that, we are paying for the maintenance of the same vehicles. In addition to that, we are paying for extra kilometers travel for those. So, for instance, and in certain instances, the contractor that was given a contract, which we now in court trying to, you know, to cancel, trying to come out of, you know, was supposed to supply vehicles, emergency vehicles and metropolis vehicles and other trucks, you know, your cherry pickers to help fix the streetlights and all of that. And this... the contractor cannot provide those. So somebody was given a contract who doesn't even have the capacity to do the job. Now, there's a contract that you don't just walk away from. You need to now have court processes help you to come out of that. It's taking a bit of time because people are playing games. You know, they will go and delay court proceedings and dates. You get postponements and postponements while we still continue to pay them because by contract you have to.
Okay.
Now, those are some of the things that we have to deal with. Now you have another one. So it's a fleet management contract, that's one. You also now have a situation where the smart meters. So it's another court case that we're now trying to come out of. If we can come out of just these two, the fleet management contract, let me say three. The fleet management contract, the broadband, and the smart meters.
Yeah.
This city will be saving R1 billion every year.
Wow.
Now imagine what you can do if you had that money. You can go into a financier and say, I want to refleet the whole of the city. You'll have vehicles that you'll be able to service yourself because they are yours. You'll be able to respond much more quicker to service delivery inquiries. You'll be saving so much that you can then put some of that money into upgrading some of the infrastructure. So what we're facing right now, it's not the lack of people to do the job. It's the tools that people need to be able to do their job. That's what is frustrating us right now.
Sure. Some of the feedback from the various stakeholders meetings that you held in the city and in preparation of the IDB talk document. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, one of the things that, you know, was an eye opener for me is how much or how little people really understand and know what different spheres of government actually do. So you'd find people expecting that the municipality will build them a house. Okay? The municipality doesn't build houses. The municipality provide land and provide for bulk infrastructure, meaning water, electricity, a sewage system, and possibly a title deed if you are to be built a house, right? Mm. So then provincial government will come in and build you a top structure. That will be the brick and mortar structure that you call a house, mm. right? So now that's where the difference comes in. And people were saying, yeah, build houses, or people will then say, build schools. Education doesn't fall within the ambit of local government. It's a provincial and national competency, right? So if police are doing wrong, not metro police, if police are doing wrong, the mayor gets called as well. Why are police doing this? There's roadblocks. Well, I don't control that. Uh-huh. I control what the metro police do.
Of course.
So those are some of the things that we need to deal with. But there are some exciting things that also come up, not only negative, but also positive stuff. Mm-hmm. I've had meetings where business people are saying, we're not going to sit by and watch the city go down the drain. We are going to assist you. We'll be launching very, wow. very soon the second leg of our bicycle unit. Because I said yes. we are going to introduce the bicycle unit in the yeah. metropolis. So you're going to have people patrolling our streets Excellent. On bicycles. Now, you know, I can't mention, you know, people on air right now, but there are people who are coming, and I'm still looking for more people to come and say, this is what we can do. This is the little that we can do to assist you. There's a number of great initiatives that we want to introduce, but we want even the private sector to come in and play. So not just complain all the time and say, this is not working, this is not working. The question is, what are you doing yourself?
Mm.
You know, and we want people to come and work with us. And we have promised people that we'll be accountable. For each and every cent that we take as taxpayers' money, we'll be accountable for that. But where there's still shortfalls, we are saying, come and partner with us. Work with us. Let's find smarter solutions. Let's find easier ways of taking care of service delivery mm-hmm. challenges that are there. And let's get the city to be the great city that I believe and know that it can be and it will be.
Amen, brother. Look at that. I wish I had more time. Solly, I mean, date is klaar. It's been a great honor to have you.
We should do this again.
Please do. It would be great. Please let me know. I would make time for you. Ek dink kom ons doen net gou nog een. We have to announce the number one song. Have you got just a few minutes for me?
Yeah,
we have sure. to call the winner, and then we need to tell him that he's a winner, and then we're going to play out with the number one song, but I've got one more
what
question.
What is he getting, or what is she getting?
Well, he's getting a weekend away at one of the Arte Cafe resorts for a weekend of four people, and it's going to be it's a good price, and then they also get to spend a day with the executive mayor. No, I'm kidding. Just yeah, at Groot FM in the studio, we're going to be having a chat. So listen, kom ons bel gou net ons wen. Ons moet gou daarby uitkom. Ek wens ek het nog meer tyd gehad om nog dingetjies te doen, maar kom ons bel ons. As jy nou gesê het hierdie liedjie wat ons nou gaan speel is die nommer 1 liedjie gewees van Groot FM 90.5 en jy voel hierdie netjie is die beste song. En ek bel jou nou, dan gaan jy wegstap met 'n lekker prys. So kom ons kry gou ons wenner hier op die lyn. Ek moet nou hier so ernstig multitask. So kom ons doen dit gou vinnig. Is so 7 minute voor 7 jou nuus weer en verkeer is ook op pad vir jou nie. Tina se bly net waai is. So kom ons doen gou vinnig. Kom ons gaan ons wenner nou op die lyn kry. Anders is dit of vat ek die prys. Ja, vir naweek weg.
Hallo.
Hallo, wie praat nou?
Jack.
Hey Jack, wie praat met jou Jack?
David.
Yeah, is it David? Maybe you should say hi. Just say hi, like, really.
Dumela mun.
Hola.
Lekai.
Find yourself. the deputy is the mayor of
Swan. Ah, look at that. Jock, Ruben hier by Groot FM 90.5. Jy is bevoorreg om te kan sê dat die burgemeester van die stad persoonlik vir jou nou net hallo gesê het. Maar in elk geval, so nie net het jy dit gewen nie. Ek wil net vir jou sê, jy het so pas vir jouself 'n naweek weggewen by enige van die 7 ATKV oorde. Die prys sluit in 'n naweek vir 4 in 'n standaard eenheid en die naweke sal nie gedurende skoolvakansies of lang naweke gebruik word nie. Dit sluit nie etes in en drankies en vervoer nie. Maar jy gaan wel daai lekker naweek kan wegwen daar. Plus jy kan dan vir ons laat weet by watse omroeper jy in die ateljee wil kom sit en kuier vir 'n hele show lank. Hoe's daai vir jou, Jock?
Dit klink wonderlik.
Nou ja, luister, jy is die gelukkige wenner daarvan. Wat is die liedjie wat jy gesê het is die heel beste liedjie van alle tye?
Ek het ingespreek van Queen, the Bohemian Rhapsody.
Wow. Uh-huh. Solly, do you like that tune?
Love it. Love it. There's a different version I love of it, but it's fine.
Look at that.
The so Queen will still do.
What do you talk
about? I go for the longer version. Yeah, what I'm trying. Of 8
minute lang. Wel, jy's gelukkig. Jy's gelukkig want hy's op pad hierdie kant toe. Hy gaan nou gespeel. So ek hoop jy gaan hom blaas daar. Jock, baie baie geluk. Wie gou vir iemand anders sê terwyl jy op lig is.
Ag, almal wat ek ken en my vriend Fanny, wat die langs my pad in elk geval.
Ja, lekker. Nou daar het jy dit. Hoorie Jock, baie baie geluk en geniet daai prys, hoor.
Ek sal baie baie dankie.
Kei man, cheers.
Goed
gaan. Kei baie baie. Solly, thank you so much. Really appreciate your time and I'm going to take you on that promise that we're going to have another chat. That'll be great.
Thank you very much. I'm looking forward to it. And congratulations to Jack. And thank you very much to the listeners. I want to just say in closing that, you know, Rome was never built in one day, but it was eventually built.
Look at that.
We are going to turn things around, but we need partners. We need each and every citizen in our city to become a partner with us as we turn the city around and to make it a capital city that the whole of South Africa and indeed the whole of Africa can be proud of.
I'm excited. I cannot wait to see what's going to happen. We're going to end off with the number one liedjie, dames en heren. If my God, afgroet ek jou tot morgen toe op het een gatskop lekker aand verder. He said no, Queen Bohemian Rhapsody. Thanks, Solly.
Thank you.
Slady Pod, Summit, Ruben Delmarge.